My name's Shane Fenton. I'm the founder of Speak to the Streets, which is a community organisation which helps young people stay away from crime. As a mentor for young people, I see a lot of young people with different issues and problems. I see them having problems at school, just out on socialising with friends and stuff like that. But really, you know, I try to input some self-esteem back into these young people. And when I say self-esteem, it's for them to find their secret skill that's hidden, which is within them, helping them to develop that is what I do, and you know, hopefully that will then create them to be more confident and better people. And obviously, if in return of me helping them do that, they can go and teach somebody else or help somebody else. That's how it works. It's just kind of like passing it on. It's just about education. And I think education is really important for young people, especially when it comes to knife and crime and all the bravado that goes with it, because it is, a lot of it is bravado, a lot of it is hype. A lot of people don't really want to commit these crimes, but through bravado and peer pressure, they actually pull the trigger or they actually carry the knife. But it's not really what they want to do. It's not really how they've been brought up. It's just, you know, circumstances of their life. But obviously education and, you know, something for them to do would cut these statistics down by half. So, you know, supporting organisations like Lead Young Authors, like Speak to the Streets, who actually go directly and work with these young people in the most high-risk areas, do need supporting, because they can actually speak to the streets in the sense of they speak their language.
And obviously, knives are something that, you know, everyone has in their home. They're easy to access.
Yeah.
Do you think young people might not actually think about how dangerous they actually are?
Knives, guns, any kind of weapons, it's being promoted on TV every day, do you know what I mean? And it's kind of like desensitised it a little bit. So they don't really know the effects or the causes that, you know, problems that it can cause. Until it actually happens to them, until somebody in their family or somebody that's close to them is attacked with one of these weapons, then the penny drops, in a sense, that they are very dangerous and they are not something to be, you know, bragging about or, you know, carrying or wanting to, desiring to carry or wanting to, do you know what I mean, represent them as, you know, protection, because that's not really protection, is it, when your own weapon can be used on you? That's not really protection, is it? That's a problem.
I was going to say, obviously, now you're kind of speaking as someone who sort of does all this work with young people, but speaking as someone who obviously has lost people yourself through violent crime, can you even sum up how it feels to have somebody taken away from you through violent crime?
It's just something that you kind of live with, you know. I mean, the fact that to this day now, even when, you know, I'm in the kitchen and my wife pulls a knife out of the drawer, I take a breath. It shocks me. Do you know what I mean? That something could happen. She's got a knife in her hand. I know that is something, an instrument of death. You kind of never get over it. Once you've had that kind of like shock or that experience with it, you have to live with it, because obviously we use these instruments day to day, knives, but obviously in the wrong hands at the wrong time, the instruments of death, aren't they?
And can you just explain sort of what a difference it does make by giving a young person an opportunity and showing an interest in them and giving them a space to sort of express themselves? Obviously, you must see firsthand how that can completely change someone's life.
Yeah, I do. I see young people that I've worked with that used to bring knives to my groups, you know, and now they're in schools working with other kids, and, you know, I see the change in them. You know, they've been given a voice, they've been given a skill, they've been given something to, you know, to look forward to, and to see the change in a young person that's come from an area where they don't really have a voice. The voice is the community. That's all they've got to look up to. That's a problem. Going in and changing a young person's life, whether it's through music or dance or arts or just actually identifying their skill, is very, very important.